Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Dalet, second to last daf here in the Masechta, and we are on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. We'll start with Tanur Rabbanan, a couple of lines up at the bottom. But first, to note that the Gemara mentioned yesterday that the sound of the Trua is unclear. It's unclear what the sound of the Trua is. Yom Trua Yevlechem, it says in the Parshas Pinchas, that Rosh Hashanah is a day that we have shofar. What does that mean? Is that Ginuche Ganach? Is that Yulule Yalil? Is that a more of a groaning sound? Ginuche Ganach, what we call Shvarim? Or is it Yulule Yalil, a wailing sound, which is what we call Trua? That's a Machlokas, that it's a Machlokas about Aim Sisra as well, in terms of the sound. Extending from that is the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes on the fifth wide line in this Tosfos that the reason that we blow 100 kolos, or a siman, while we blow 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah, is because Aim at the Sisra, the mother of Sisra, blew 100 cried 100 cries. When we know the beginning of Sefer Shoftim describes how Sisra was fighting against Am Yisrael, one of the enemies of the Jewish people was fighting, and his mother was looking out of the window, waiting for him to come back, and as the sun was setting and she started crying and realizing that he's never coming back, she started crying a hundred cries. And that's why, connected that, we cry 100 times, we blow 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah. And the Shaila is asked by all, what does Aim Sisra have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Right? It's the mother of any anti-Semitic general that is trying to kill millions of Jews and thousands of Jews. We're going to remember them on Rosh Hashanah, right? So it's like the most unusual mother, Amit the Sisra. So there are many pshatim given. Maybe the one that is the most MS is Rav Kasher. Rav Kasher in the Torah Shleima found old manuscripts that it's not Ame de Sisra, it should be Ime Sara. Ime Sara. Sara Imenu cried 100 kolos. What do you mean? When she found out about the Akedah and Rosh Hashanah? And that is much more connected in terms of the crying, the mother of Sara Imenu and Rosh Hashanah. But all the Torah of that has been written over the past hundreds of years say that the Gemara quotes Sisra regarding the description of the kol. But we're talking about the 100 kolos that the Yerushalmi quotes of Pios, the Paye Emi the Sisra, so he had found other Girsos that it's Ime Sara. Okay, but there's many other Pshatim given. I just mentioned one, and that is, some suggest, yes, mother of Sisra was a not such a great individual for us to remember, but there is one nugget in that story that relates to Rosh Hashanah. And that is her, the Psukim describe in Shoftim that she's looking out the window, and all of her friends are giving her excuses. Where is he? Where's my son? He's gathering spoils. He's gathering women. You know, there's so many things that he's doing. And ultimately, finally, when the sun is setting, all the excuses fall away, and she realizes the truth. And she stares at truth in the face, and it's pretty scary. That's what happened to the mother of Sisra. She realizes what happened, and she has to recognize and accept the truth. Says that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. When all the excuses fall away and all of these stories that we make up and everything that we, yeah, this and that, and ultimately it comes out that just the truth stares at us in the face and we have to deal with it. And we have to recognize exactly it's us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that way, maybe that's an idea of 100 kolos. But again, 100 kolos is a minhag. I'll mention it now, even though we can mention it again, Rosh Hashanah on the later. You know what, let's mention it now, just to make sure that we get it in. And that is, where does 100 kolos come from anyway? 100 we get to, but how many do we have to blow on Rosh Hashanah, minimum? So as we know, the minimum number we have to hear is 30. 30 kolos, if somebody's blowing for someone who missed shofar blowing, if somebody's going to a hospital, you blow 30 kolos. Why 30? Where does the 30 come from? So as we mentioned on yesterday's daf, the word Shrua appears, and we're going to mention it again today, in the exactly Mudim, the word Shrua appears 3 times in the Torah. Not all by Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see today. By Rosh Hashanah and by Yom Kippur of Yovel. It appears 3 times altogether. And we have a Mesorah that we'll see in the Gemara, that we have to have a Tekia before and after the Shrua sound. So that is why we learn that you have to have 9, minimum. Trua, three times it says in the Torah, Tkiah before and after. So altogether it's nine sounds. The problem is we don't know, as we'll see, what a Trua is. Does it mean, as the Gemara said, Ginuche Ganach? Is it the groaning sound? Or is it what we call Trua Yulil Yalil? Or is it both? Or is it both, Shvarim Trua? Not the opposite, because that's not normal behavior, as the Gemara is going to say. So just in case, we have to blow each of those sounds three times. We have to blow Tkiah Shvarim Tkiah three times, because maybe that's the sound that we have to hear. Tkiah Trua Tkiah three times, or Tkiah Shvarim Trua Tkiah. We don't know exactly what the sound is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And that's our minimum. If you add all those up, that's 30. That's why we have 30 minimum. Then we add on extra because of the concept, as we discussed yesterday, 2 days ago, Tkiyos al Seder HaBrachos. The din, maybe Daraisa, Moses Durabanan, a blowing in conjunction with Shmona Esrei. The Baal Amar says that we always did originally. But others say, no, that was added on. Right? Tkiyos al Seder HaBrachos. That's adds on extra kolos. So some kolos were added on. Those are the ones before it gives to Miyushav, as the Gemara said earlier, where we have that, La'ar Befes HaSatan. But that bumps it up from 30 to either 60 or 90, depending if one blows during the Tefillah Balachash as well. By the end of Shmona Esrei, we either are up to 60 or 90, and then we have this line of the Yerushalmi that you bump it up to 100 to round off to be like Eimei Sistra. But those are the steps that we have in terms of Shofar. We start off with 9, conceptually, then we have 30, and then we have either 60 or 90, depending on how much we did during Shmona Esrei, right? And then we get it up to 100, as Tosfos quoted. Okay, that is all the terms of the numbers of shofar that we have. Now let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. So based on that, now we're going to have all the psukim that helped us come to that number. Tanu Rabbanan. Minayin Shebe Shofar. How do I know that the trua that we have to have on Rosh Hashanah is with the shofar, and it's not just with, let's say, chatzotros, which is what we have on fast days, as we discussed earlier, what the differences are. Talmud lomar v'havarta shofar trua. You shall blow a trua sound with a shofar. Ein li ela b'yovel. Rosh Hashanah minayin, and that's a pasuk in Bahar. That's by Yom Kippur of Yovel, that you have to blow a shofar. How do you know it applies to Rosh Hashanah as well? How do we know that all the rules go back and forth? Talmud lomar b'chodesh ha-shvi'i. It says there in the seventh month, she'en tamalomar b'chodesh ha-shvi, it doesn't have to say that. I know which month Yom Kippur is in. Uma tamalomar b'chodesh ha-shvi, she'yu kol truos shel chodesh ha-shvi ze kaze. It has that extra one to teach me that all truos in this month, whether it be the first of the month every year, the tenth of the month every 50 years, they have to be ze kaze, and they both have to be with a shofar. How do I know that I have to have a straight sound, the tkiah sound, lifaneha? Tamalomar v'havarta shofar trua. Because of that, v'havarta shofar trua. You have to have a havara, a smooth sound before the trua. Uminayin shepshuta l'achareo, tamalomar ta'aviru shofar. That is all after. V'ainli ela b'yovel, Rosh Hashanah minayin. All these psukim are only by Yovel. How do you know to apply it to Rosh Hashanah also? Tamalomar, as we just said, v'chodesh ha-shvi. She'en tamalomar v'chodesh ha-shvi. I don't need that phrase. Uma tamalomar v'chodesh ha-shvi. She'yu kol truos ha-chodesh ha-shvi ze kaze. So you know that they are all comparable to each other. There is a thought that the Baalei Machshava point out also, and that is the symbolism of tkiah before and the tkiah after. What does that mean? What do I need that for? Just have the trua sound. What does the tkiah before and after do for me? So that might be in terms of Jewish history or world history. Started off straight and smooth. Then there are bumps in the road. Trua, shvarim, bumps up and down and staccato. But ultimately we know there's going to be another tkiah gadola. There's going to be another tkiah, tkiah b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu. And just like we had earlier in history, there was a tkiah lefaneha, there's going to be a tkiah l'achareha. That also can apply to any personal situation that people go through. Sometimes we start off, things in life are smooth. We have a tkiah, it's straight, it's flat. There is always shvarim and truas. There's always ups and downs, and we don't feel that we're on stable ground, and we're there are bumps in the road. But we always have to be mamin that there's going to be another tkiah afterwards. It's going to smooth out. It's going to, you know, whether it's going to be in our lifetime or in the next lifetime, you know, that's what we believe also, both on a personal level and on a and on a national level. The tekiah before and the tekiah and the tekiah afterwards. So this was all opinion number one, what the sources are for shofar, comparing it using the hekesh, or shofar, the extra phrase of Bachodesh HaShvi, everything included in Bachodesh HaShvi. Continuing, uminayim l'shalosh shel shalosh shalosh, and how do I know that it has to be three sounds each with the prior, the tzkiyas before and after? Tabalomar v'ha'avarta shofar trua shabason zichron trua yom trua yelachem. So you have the word shrua that appears three times in the Torah. And how do I know to compare the two? What might be behind this question, as we discussed a couple of days ago? After all, the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah might be very different conceptually. We're comparing the two. But the Rambam seems to say that the shofar of Yovel, the mitzvah is the blowing. The mitzvah is Latkoa. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah, we paskin, is Shmia. And there are many important nafkaminas based on that. Right? The Rambam's well-known nafkamina, well, first of all, what bracha do you say? That's the first tip off what might be the difference between whether it's a mitzvah of tkiyah or a mitzvah of Shmia, which isn't totally true. You might say, Rav Soloveitchik said a couple of days ago, if you remember, on Daf Chavtes, that you might say that everybody agrees what the mitzvah is. But, let's say the mitzvah is Shmia. But the mitzvah is, the Maisa mitzvah is Tekiah. But the Kiyama mitzvah is the Shmia. So everybody might agree to that. The question is, what should the Bracha relate to? Should the Bracha relate to the Maisa mitzvah or the Kiyama mitzvah? So it could be that there's no Machlokas. But it also could be that that is Machlokas. That's one Nafkamina, whether the mitzvah is Shmia or Tekiah. Or the other one is the Rambam's formulation in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, and that is, what if I steal a shofar? What if I steal a shofar? Am I Yotzei the mitzvah if I steal a shofar? So the Rambam says, if I use a shofar, based on the Gemara that we had earlier, if I use a shofar of Avodah Zarah, I cannot blow in that shofar l'chadchila, but the Eved I can. Why? Because of the principle of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos were not given for pleasure purposes, they're given for us to do. Because Hashem told us, and therefore, if I blow from it, I shouldn't. It's disgusting to use a shofar of Avodah Zarah. But if I did, I did. It works. Ir ani dachas, a shofar of a city that's supposed to be burned, that's not going to work even with the Eved. Because that's called kitusei mechta shiure. It is as if the shofar is burned. And it's dust. Ashes. And therefore, I can't use it. But then the Rambam says in the next line of the halacha, shofar ha-gazul shetakabo. A stolen shofar that I used. Yatza. Yatzam Yotze, why? She'ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmias ha-kol. Because the mitzvah is hearing the sound of the shofar. Afal pi shelo nagabo. V'lo ikviyo ha-shomea. Even though the person didn't touch it. Ve'ein b'kol din gazel. There's the four words. Ein b'kol, you can't steal a sound. It's a stolen shofar. Okay, the chefza of the shofar is stolen, but you can't steal a sound, and the sound is the mitzvah. Ein b'kol din gazel. Right, this is the difference between, let's say, a stolen lulav agazel is a problem, and shofar agazel. Shofar agazel is kosher because ein b'kol did gezel. The rivet here adds the afilu yebo did gezel. Even if you want to say there is a din gezel by shofar, yom trua yelachem mikol makom hachi isab Yerushalmi. Goes to Yerushalmi. That has a special limud to tell me that. You know, it's okay to use a shofar agazel. Why we need a separate limud if it's based on svara? So maybe the Yerushalmi holds that it's a din tzkiyah. And that's why you can't apply the principle of ein b'kol din gezel, and that's why you need an extra limud to tell me why a stolen shofar would be okay. But again, that's an important nafkamina. Okay, number one, again, is the bracha. Number two is whether yesh b'kol or ein b'kol din gezel. So this is a very important issue. So this makes the question and the shakla v'tari of the Gemara that much more significant. The Gemara keeps saying, this is fine by shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel. Who says you could extend this to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? They're very different, and the Gemara keeps extending it. So either that's saying they're not so different, or at least in this regard, they're not so different because they're all still blowings of the seventh month. Another difference, if you remember, between the two is that a shofar of Yovel, each and every person has to blow. Each and every person. Vavart, it's singular, it's plural lashon in the Torah, while when it comes to shofar of Rosh Hashanah, it's, again, it's the Shmia. Okay, let's get back to the question. So again, the fifth line. Minayin letayin tenesal mor shal zeba zeba shal zeba seh. Tam alomar shvi'i l'gzeir shava. So we have gzeir shava. Shvi Shvi. Haketzad. Shalosh Shehein Teisha. So what do you do? Shalosh Shehein Teisha. Shir Tkia Ketrua. Shir Trua Kishlosh Shvarim. Period. As we had in the Mishnah yesterday. So we have the three of the longer sounds, what we call Shvarim, which are the same length as the nine sounds, what we do, of the Trua. Tosas pointed out yesterday that the Tkios that go along with the Shvarim Truas, which we didn't even get to yet, are longer than these Tkios, because they have to be longer than the sounds that are in between them. And therefore, one has to be careful about that to do them a little longer. We'll start reading the Shulchan Aruch soon. Says the Gemara there. Hi, Tana, says the Gemara, 1 minute. Meikar Maisi Lo Bekesha Vashta Maisi Lo Gzera Shava. I don't understand. In the 10 lines that we just read, we started off talking about, we had a Hekesh. What kind of, usually a Hekesh is two items that are next to each other in the Torah. Then you can compare the two, the juxtaposition. But once in a while you have unusual types of Hekesh. So here's not an exact Hekesh, but it's a limud. It says the Chodesh HaShvi'i, that's an extra phrase. So we say everything in the seventh month is compared. So that's what the Gemara is calling Hekesh now. But the question is, we went from there to have a Gzeirah Shavah. So why do we switch? We started off with a Hekesh comparing them, and now we have a Gzeirah Shavah. It says Shvi'i Shvi'i. Why do we switch? Question mark. Where else do we have the concept of Hekesh? What other types of Hekesh do we have? So we have another fascinating type, and that is Zachar V'Shomar B'Dibur Echon Namru. That's another type of Hekesh. The Torah says that the Aseres HaDibros were both said, it was only one experience of Aseres HaDibros. Wasn't that the Aseres HaDibros happened twice? Even though it says it twice in the Torah, in Yisuf Eschanan, Aseres HaDibros only happened twice. So what happened to the differences between the Aseres HaDibros? It only said one of them on the Luchos. It only said Zachar or Shamar on the Luchos. It didn't say both. So we discussed that in Parsha Shirim in past years. But without dealing with that question now, in terms of what Hashem said, Kaviyachal, to us at Maimon Har Sinai, He said both. That's what Chazal say. We can't fathom how that's possible. A person can only say one thing at one time. Hashem can say Zachar v'Shamar at the same time. B'dibur Echad Amru. So we could compare the two things that Hashem said at the same moment. Zachar v'Shamar, the Aseis and the Los Aseis. B'dibur Echad Amru, one of the sources for Aseis, the Los Aseis. Rashi quotes and the Makor that women are obligated in all the essays of Shabbos because they're obligated in the Los essays, but that's another type of Hekesh. So Hekesh isn't always the juxtaposition of two items in the Torah. It could be the juxtaposition of two items that were said by Hashem at the same moment and the type of Hekesh that we have here. So that's the Gemara's question. How do we start out with a Hekesh and then we move over to Gzeira Shava? So the Gemara says, Hachi Ka'amar, Ilav Gzeira Shava, Haivi Mesina Le Behekesha. Had it not been for this Gzeira Shava, I would have had it earlier from the Hekesh. Hashadasim, Gzeira Shava, Hekesh Lo Tzarach. But you're right, once you have this Gzeira Shava, then you wouldn't need the Hekesh. Period. Gzeira Shava is the strongest type of limud. That's what we would try to have. Gzeira Shava is the most chamor. We learn dinim, even dinim daraisa, from all the limudim. But Gzeira Shava is the most strong. The most strong. Remember we had the machlokas, which we'll get back to, but Hashem, in a minute, machlokas Rashi Tosfos is Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. Everybody agrees that you can learn a kava chomer by yourself, if you're a Tana or an Amora. Right? Everybody agrees you can learn a kava chomer by yourself. Everybody agrees that you cannot learn a Gzeira Shava by yourself. A Gzeira Shava needs a Rebbe. I can't make up my own Gzeira Shavas. I at least need some element of the Gzeira Shava passed down from Rebbe to Talmud. Right? That's what there are machlokas about Gzeira Shavas. Why? How can there be a machlokas if it was passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is the words were passed down. Use this word for Gzeira Shava. What do you compare it to in the Torah so that could be a machlokas? That's not always clear, and that might depend on what each person thinks is more connected. Because after all, says the Ramban in the Shrashim, it can't be that I could darshan a Gzeira Shava on my own. Why? The Torah is a big book. Oh, it says the word S and the word S. It says the word Vayomer and Vayomer. In Ladav herself, of course there are going to be repeat of words. You can't say that you could darshan a Gzeira Shava on your own. So for sure, you need a Rebbe to darshan a Gzeira Shava, at least step one, giving you which word. But the others, what about everything in between? Kal v'chomer and Gzeira Shava. What about Hekesh? What about Binyan Av? What about Davar Alamay Minyana? What about all the others? So that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah. What exactly, where all those fall? Are all of them allowed except for Gzeira Shava? Or are all of them not allowed except for Kal v'chomer? Right, that is a machlokas that we discussed earlier. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger here points out that Rashi in Rosh Hashanah is Soser himself. Why? Look at Rashi on the line that we just read. Hachi ka'amar. Ilav gzeir shava. What did the Gemara just say? Well, we're not for the gzeir shava, then I would need the hekesh. Ilav hagzeir shava, Rashi says. Ilo namra gzeir shava zu. L'moshe misinai. Laduna. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have given us the gzeir shava. Hayisi mevi hakol behekesha klomar me'atzmo. I would have learned everything by myself. Maybe hakol behekesha me'atzmo. Rashi in Sukkah says that you can't learn anything by yourself except for Kavah Chomer. That's Rabbi Kivayger's concept here. Right, whenever the Gilyon HaShas, Rabbi Kivayger has his Chidushim, but in the Gilyon HaShas, he usually just says one line, and you got to figure out what he means. So what does he say here? Ayin Sukkah Lamad Aleph Rashi Din Rasul Makshinan Vitzarech Iyan. He says Rashi's a problem. Why? Because look at Rashi over there. Rashi says you can't darshan anything by yourself except for Kavah Chomer. And here he says, I would have darshaned it all, even included in the Hekesh. Who answers the Rishash? Many times when the Gilyon HaShas asks something, if you look in the Rishash, also from Vilna, the banker from Vilna, he answers. He says, maybe there's a difference, because this isn't mamish a Hekesh, as we just explained. It's not a usual Hekesh. It's a ribuy of an extra phrase. So maybe Rashi would even agree that it's not one of the Yud Gimel Midos mamish. So maybe that could be darshaned on your own. It's not a true Hekesh in that sense of the word. And that's why Rashi would allow you to do it here. Okay, let's continue. That was all opinion one in terms of the limudim for, how do you know, three truos and the before and after, the chulu. So now the Gemara says about the 12th line. V'haytana ma'isila b'gzeira shava mi midbar. But another opinion learns it from b'gzeira shava from the midbar, from the shofaros and the chatzosros that were blown in the midbar, that we read in last week's parsha. The Tanya, uskatem tirua. The pasuk says, blow a trua. But the verb is tkia, uskatem. And then it says trua. Tkia bifnei atzma, trua bifnei atzma. So I learned from there that there are two kinds of sounds. There's tkias and there are truos. Ata omer tkia bifnei atzma, trua bifnei atzma. Do I say the pasuk is telling me two sounds? O enu ela tkia utrua achasi. Or is it just saying a verb, bitokeya a trua? But it doesn't really mean two sounds. Kishu Omer, Ubahakilas Hakaal Tisku Velosariu. When the other pasuk says, as we know, there are different sounds for different purposes. To gather the am, to make the am travel. So it says there, when you want to gather the am, Tisku, blow a tkia and not a trua. So what do you see from there? There's two kinds of sounds. Havi Omer, tkia bifreatzma, trua bifreatzma. So that's how you know there are different kinds of sounds that are needed. Uminayin shepshuta lefaneha. How do I know that I need a pshuta lefaneha, that tkiya goes before? Tamalomar uskatem trua. Using the lashon of tkiya before the trua. Uminayin shepshuta lachareha. Tamalomar trua yiskeu. Right, that it has to be afterwards. The trua is yiskeu. Again, we're using different psukim because the whole source is not based on Parshas Bahar Yovel. It's based on Parshas Baloscha. And therefore, you got to find all of your sources for all of the tzkiyas from this source. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Omer Einot Tzarech. Even within this section, you don't need to have those psukim. Hareyu Omer Uskatem Trua Shenis Shein Tamalomer Shenis. Doesn't have to say the word Shenus. Uma Tamalomer Shenis Zebana Av Shekal Makom Shenamar Trua Te Tkia Shnia La. Whenever you have Trua, you have a tekiah following it. That's the word shenis. Ainli ela b'midbar. Fine, this is great. These are great, but this is only in the midbar. How can I extend this? Barash Hashanah minayin tamalomar trua trua l'gzeira shava. See, ultimately also uses l'gzeira shava. But again, lumdus wise, there's a machlokas tanoim here. Is Rosh Hashanah better compared to Yom Kippur of Yovel, or is it better compared to the blowings in the Midbar? So that's a very interesting question. Why? Especially if we say, as we've said many times already, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is a shofar of tefillah, is a form of tefillah, and that's why it's different kinds of cries. And that's why the shofar has to be bent. And that's why we blow shofar in the middle of Shemona Esrei. We don't do any other mitzvah in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Right, many, and that's why we say on Rosh Hashanah that Hashem is Mevinu Mazin. He understands Seder to Shofroseinu and our Tkios. So there are many references that shofar is tefillah, so which one would it be better compared to? So you might say Baloscha. Baloscha, there's a lot of tefillah in some of those, or do you say, no, it's not referring to that pasuk there. It's better to compare it to Yovel. Is the Yovel, the Yom Kippur of Yovel, does that have anything to do with tefillah? That's letting Ukrasim Dror Lechol Yoshvel. It's creating freedom. So which one is better connected? So that's this machlokas. It's not just a question of limudim, it's a question of which one is a better fit. Okay, so now we know the tkiya before and after, but how many times? How many times for this shita? V'shalosh shruas namar Rosh Hashanah, and it says the word shrua three times. Shabbos on Jichron shrua, yom shrua in Emor, yom shrua yelachem in Pinchas, v'avarta shofar shrua in Bahar, v'shtei tkiyos l'kolachas v'achas, and you have tkiya before and after, matzina lemedim, shalosh shruas, v'sheish tkiyos namar Rosh Hashanah. And then this brisa ends off, shtayim midivrei Torah, v'achas midivrei sofrim. What does that mean? Two min haTorah v'achas midivrei sofrim. Two of them are said by Rosh Hashanah. One of them has to be brought in using one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Right, that's echa achas midivrei sofrim. Right, we bring one of them in. Why do we want three? Why do we want three altogether? So Rashi explains, because we have malchus, zechronos, and shofars. We want symmetry. We want symmetry. We have three extra brachas. We want shofar three times. We ultimately, as we said yesterday, our minhag is to do all three types of kolos three times. But to have the symmetry, toast Rashi on the left side of the page. Rashi says, sofrim amruha, kedei lahashvos malchias achrodes v'shofros litiki osehen. Right, you want to have symmetry, and that's why we end off having achas midivrei sofrim. Shabbos on zichro trua, v'avarta shofar trua midivrei Torah, yom trua yelachem litalmudo huba. That is the one we use for Xavier Shava from Midbar, and that makes it three altogether. Period. Reshoba Rachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, a little different. Achas midivrei Torah, v'shtayim midivrei sofrim. Different one. Vavarta shofar trua midivrei Torah. Shabbos on zichro trua v'yom trua yelachem litamuda huba. Those are used litamuda. What does that mean? It teaches us something. My litamuda huba. You already have the Xer Shabbos, so you don't need it for the numbers. So what does litamuda huba mean? I mean, according to Rosh Bar Nachmeni, mi boy, they need it for the following halacha b'yom v'lo b'layla. Litamuda means it teaches me a halacha. It's not just there to teach me that you need to blow. L'tabuda means you need to blow by yom. Yom trua yelachem. The mitzvah of shofar is only by day. You cannot blow shofar leil Rosh Hashanah. You cannot be yotzei the mitzvah. Even though we've discussed in the past, the status of shofar might start right when Rosh Hashanah starts, but the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is only by yom. V'idach. What about the first opinion? What is the first opinion? How does he know yom? Right, you learn it from the Gzeira Shava of Yom HaKippurim as we had before. Mi b'yom HaKippurim. Imi b'yom HaKippurim. Yalif. Nigmar nami mine. L'pshuta l'faneh u'pshuta l'achareha. So why do you need the limud from Midbar? Just learn it straight across from Shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel. V'ha'avarta ta'aviru lo mashmalahu. That's a different word. Sometimes Gzeira Shavas are tight, it's the same exact word, and sometimes a little more flexibility. So this Banta Amar would like a little more tight Gzeira Shava. He doesn't have it, so he doesn't darshan like Gzeira Shava. Elamai darshi behu v'ha'avarta. So what does he use v'ha'avarta for if he doesn't use it for the Gzeira Shava? Kidder of Masna, Damer of Masna, v'ha'avarta derech ha'avaraso. As it grows, as it is hu avar from the animal. Meaning I have to blow the shofar as it grows from the animal. I can't flip it. What does flipping it mean? Right, it says we had earlier, Rashi quotes it, hafcho v'takabau. If I blow it, lehefech. What does lehefech mean? Machlokas Rishonim. Does it mean I blew from the skinny, from the fat part instead of the skinny part? Or does it mean I somehow softened the shofar and flipped it inside out? And blew it that way, and made the fat part skinny and skinny part fat. Either way, they're both problematic. But that's what one is not allowed to do. It has to be derech avaraso as it grows from the animal. Ta'aviru tekam rachmana. And what about ta'aviru? If you're not using any of these for Xer Shava, ne'ebre biyad. What does that teach me? Na'avre biyad. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means that you have to carry it, Rashi, never beyond Rashi, v'ilav d'hadr kasve lavi mashmet ta'aviru lashat tkiya. I wouldn't have even known that it means to blow. Right, nevre biyad means you have to take it in your hand as one, and blow it and holding it. Look at Tosas right here, nevre biyad pirish sheyochzenu biyado v'yitka velo sheyanichenu al gabi shum davar v'yitka. Tosas has a deya that says you got to hold it. You can't put it on something else and then blow as it's supported by something else. Pirish akutris ikar, that you don't need to do this. You don't need to have it. You just have to make sure that it's just a lushen of blowing. There is fascinating Ha'arah that's made by the Achronim, and that is the Chofetz Chaim, in all of his Svarim, he hardly ever, or I should say never, I'm not a Bucky, but this is what is quoted, never quotes any contemporary rabbi. In the Mishnah Brura, in Avos Chaim, in Bir Halacha, he never quotes anybody contemporary. He quotes everybody pretty close. He quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He quotes other Le'ach Sam Sofer. He quotes, but doesn't quote anybody contemporary from his lifetime. Except once. The Bir Halacha in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. He quotes, we know this Gemara, Taviru Biyad. So says the Chafetz Chaim, he's supposed to hold the shofar in your right hand. V'tov, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tav Kuf Pehe, Tov Litkoa B'tzad Yamin. It, the Ramah quote, it's good to blow from the right side of your mouth. Im Efshar Litkoa B'chach. If it's possible, Tov Litkoa B'tzad Yamin. Why B'tzad Yamin? So they say, Al Pidrush, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is on the right, that you have to blow away B'tzad Yamin, says the Bir Halacha. Od Shamati B'Shem Agon, or Meir Simcha HaKohen Tam Nachon. I heard in the name of the Meshech Chachma, the Ur Sameach, I heard B'Shem Amro, Ki B'Shas Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Dalid, Yalfila Litzki HaShofer, Mechatzotros HaMelchama. You learn it from the Chatzotros, as we just had it, from Baloscha. Ubakra, and if you look in Shoftim, in Perek Zayin, Eitzel Melchama Begidon, Ksiv, Vayachaziku Biad Smolam Bilapidim, Ubiad Yaminam HaShofaros Litkoa. So there's a remez to the shofar on the right in a pasuk in Shoftim, and our Gemara learns it out from the Chatzotros of War. So that's why there's a Tov Litkoa B'tzad Yamin. That's it. So out of all places that he could have quoted, the Meshech Chachma had some amazing things. Why Dafka here, but also why Dafka the Meshech Chachma? Why the Meshech Chachma? So it's quoted in a number of Svarim from the Shimush HaShel Torah of Asher Bergman. He quoted that he spoke to Rav Mendel Zaks, the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law, and asked him, what is this? It must be that maybe, you know, he needed to make up something to the Meshech Chachma. Something must have happened that he wanted to quote him. So he said, he asked Rav Mendel Zaks, HaChatan Rabbeinu Chofetz Chaim, says, Sha'af Sa'is Azu HaSfaraso HaAtzmis, Madu HaChofetz Chaim, Kilo Al-Ziri HaGorn HaMir Simcha, B'Sifro, Gorvitz Mama Pagash, Maran Shlita, he's talking about Rav Shach. The Rav Shach met Rav Mendel Zaks, and he asked him, Ibi Al-Fanav HaShara Zu, and he suggested, maybe he must have had a vikuach with him at one point, and he felt bad because he was a little too sharp against the Chofetz Chaim, against the Rav Meir Simcha, and maybe that's why he also wants to make up for him and quoted something. Is that true? And the answer is, yes. The answer is, the son-in-law said, yes. Kachaya Yadua Baradin, Shezu Asiba Shebiglala Nizkar Rav Meir Simcha B'Mishneh Berurah. It's the only time it's quoted. He must have had an argument with him at one point, and for the Chofetz Chaim's purposes, he went a little overboard. Whatever that means. He might have said something that he felt bad about, so he wanted to give him his time on the center stage. So that's the only contemporary rabbi that is in the times of the Chofetz Chaim that was quoted. So related to this issue, the Chashuke Chemed has a case. What happens, if this ever came up, what happens if a Baal Tokeya, 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, breaks his arm and he can't hold the shofar? Is it okay for somebody else to hold the shofar, or is there a din that he has to hold it in his right hand? Navreo Argamara, Biyad. Right? Navreo Biyad. So is that a din Li'ikuva? That a Li'ikuva or not? So, Pashas, you would say, it's not Li'ikuva. Remember the Rambam's Lashon that we just read before by Shofar Agazel? Avopi Shalom Nagabo! Avopi, which is emphasizing the Geneva element of it. But sounds like that it might be okay. There's no specific din of holding the shofar. Okay, but he discusses it there. Let's continue. Says the Gemara V'idach, fourth, fifth wide line. The idach, what did the other person do about this, these havara lahalachas? Derav masna midashani b'dibure. No, we would have known that havara means to blow shofar because of the switch of tekiya to ha'avara. That shani b'dibure already would teach us it. Taviru biyad lo masas amrit. And that taviru biyad, it wouldn't be impossible to suggest that that is what it means. To gamar avra mi Moshe k'sivhacha lavata shofar trua k'sivhasam vayetzah Moshe vayaviru kol b'machne. You see that the verb havara having something to do with a sound. Malahalan b'kol afkan b'kol. Period. End of that opinion. According to this whole second opinion, according to the one who says from Midbar, so why don't you say that you also might need trumpets, just like you need it in the Midbar? Tamalomar, Tiku Bako, the shofar, Baketzel Yob Chagenu. Ezechak, Shachodesh Miskasebo, Haviober, Zerosh Hashanah. Which month, as we had already, which holiday is the moon covered? That's how Rashi understood this line. Others say it's the Rosh Chodesh is covered, the carbon is covered. What is that? Rosh Hashanah, Vakam Rachman Shofar, it says shofar there, period. And that's how we know shofar for Rosh Hashanah. Adkan limudim. Now we have two of the most important lines in the entire Masechta, in terms of Halacha Lamaisa, right here. Very much discussed lines in the Rishonim. Askin Rebbe Yavo beKesari. The Takana of Rebbe Yavo in Kesari. Tkia Shlosha Shvarim Trua Tkia. Rebbe Yavo said what we call Tashrat. Tkia Shvarim Trua Tkia. What do you mean? Manavshach. You have to blow that. Why? I don't understand, says the Gemara. If the real sound of a trua is a wailing sound, so blow tkiya trua tkiya. If it's a groaning sound, levit tkiya shlosha shvarim tkiya. So what's Rabbi Avo talking about? Answer, misafgalei iginuche ganach yilule yalil. He wasn't sure what the sound is, that's why I do both. One minute, if the real sound is the trua, so isn't the shvar a hefsik between the two tkios? You're right. He didn't mean only tashrat, you also budu tarat. Tkiya trua tkiya. Maskal ravida, vidilma giduche have, mafsika trua be trua litkiya. Aye, the other way, maybe the trua is a hefsik. Tashrat. You do both. You do tashrat, you do tashat, and you do tarat. Ela Rabbi Yavo Mayiskin. So what did he hear? Igiruche ganach ha'abde. Ilu liyolo ha'abde. You already did tashat and tarat. So what did he add? Misafkelei, no. He added, dilma ganach viyalil. Maybe Hashem, the Torah means both. The word shrua means both. So the Gemara says, yahachi levin amiyivcha. So what about the opposite? Tkiya, shrua, shlosh shvarim tkiya. Right? Tarshat. Now, I said only tkiya shvarim shua tkiya. Dilma yalil v'ganach. Stama de milsa ki misra be'inish milsa bereisha ganach v'hada yalil. When a person cries, they start off by a slow groan, and then they get to uncontrollable wailing. That's the natural order. And shofar is all about crying. It's not just a ma'isa mitzvah. It's crying in prayers. That's why the sounds have to parallel a true cry. Okay, the big question, a number of questions dealt with by the Rishonim here is, Rabbi Avo came up, and nowadays, what do? Tkiya, we do tashrat, tashat, and tarat. Thank you, Rabbi Avo. What did they blow in Rabbi Avo's grandfather Shul? Rabbi Avo came along and said, right, similar questions. What did Rashi's father wear for tefillin? Right, similar kind of question. But here, the Rishonim ask, Rabbi Avo made this takana, what did they do beforehand? That is the shiloh that is dealt with. That was asked from to Rav Haigon. So the Riv and the Ritva and all the Rishonim ask, what did they do beforehand? We know Rav Haigon says, they did whatever they wanted. Shrua in the Torah has flexible definitions. Whatever you want to blow, a sound. V'nishal Rabbeinu Hai. I'm reading from the Ritva. It's quoted in the earlier, the Balamar and others. V'chikodim shabar Rabbi Yavo lo yatsi Yisroi ditkiya shofar. Before Rabbi Yavo. What, if you just blow tashat, you're not yotze? Heich efshar sheva mitzvah kazu shahaisa b'chal shana lo yadu amitasa v'lo ro'u elu la'elu ish v'pi ish and Moshe Rabbeinu eicha yanoeg. How is it possible? You want to tell me tefillin? Okay, that's inside, you don't see it. Right, a little harder to pass. Right, a lot of times if you ask us, oh yeah, you know, what tefillin does your father wear? right? Arizal or Beis Yosef? Most of us have no idea, right? Most of us have no idea what our father, whatever, I don't know, I got my bar mitzvah, right? That's what we would say. But by shofar, you don't remember what they did last year in shul, what they blew. So Rav Haigon says, V'heshevuzal, ki bevadai, truas Torah bekal echad me'elu, bein beginuche, bein beyilule. The Torah will accept anyone. Either one, it says trua. So all of these are truas. Shekavanas haTorah b'trua lasosa mikolos v'shvarim. You have to have sounds that are crying. U'betchilo hayaosa zeshvar b'zeyivavas kifima shenira losu yoser yafe. Whatever they thought was better. V'hu kulan v'hayu kulan yotzidi dechovasan v'achamim hayoyodim came. Ava, and that's what everybody realized. Aval hamon am hayu toin. But the masses started to mistake. People started thinking about, they heard what they blew in your shul. Oh my, you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. Only my shul was right. Well, we blow. Number one, so that people don't start thinking other people aren't doing the mitzvah. Fascinating. V'gam shalote Torah kishtei toros. And also so that the Torah doesn't become splintered, that everybody's doing different things. Bo Rabbi Yavahu v'tikein lasos kol echad kedivrei elu ve'elu. In the times of the Mishnah, they did whatever they wanted, says Rabbi Yavahu. Rabbi Yavahu comes up, bismana gemara, and say, everybody's got to do the same thing. V'nimsa, shalodivrei Rabbi Nohai, shaper adam yotzei chovaso b'kol echad mena simanim, ho'elu, k'sho'osa oso gimel pamim, b'kol simen pamachas. So you know why Rabbi Yavahu, Rav Haigon is crucial? Because fundamentally he's telling us that you're yotzei with each one. That's the basis for the minag in the Rishonim. Rishonim have the minag. For Malchus or Chodesh HaShofar, we blow all three by each bracha. Tashrat, tashat, tarat. That is what the Ritva quotes also. But fundamentally, you don't need that. You could blow tashrat for one, tashat for the next, tarat for the next one. Because according to your Haigon, you're yotzei with all of them. So each one is fine. And you would still be everybody would still be doing the same thing. So therefore, that is Rav Haigon, that's quoted by many. And it's what, if it's all a form of tefillah, you can be more flexible with it. Lamaisa, we don't do that. We blow all of them by each bracha. But that's a crucial Rav Haigon. That is number one discussion. The Ritva discusses why isn't it Baal Tosif then, according to Rav Haigon. And we discussed this back on Daf Tezayin also. There's never a Baal Tosif by doing more of a mitzvah. Eating more matzah, eating more, having more tzkiyas. There's never baltosa by doing more of a mitzvah, right? That is the yesod of the Rishonim. The other point to mention here, machlokes between the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, that's the issue of neshima achas shtei neshimas. Once we have shvarim shrua, do we take a breath in between or not? The Ramban here quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's what we would call two neshimas. Diginuche v'yilule b'chad neshima lo avdi inshi. People don't cry like that without taking a breath in between. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And the Ramban argues, v'ein dvarav nechonim t'ha trua hi. This is our suggestion of what a trua is. It has to be one sound. V'ef shar lios b'hefzik b'shum panim. You can't have a hefzik. Tzorach lasos b'neshima achas. Machlokas rishonim. Whether shvarim trua has to be shtei neshimas or neshima achas. What do we do? Well, first there's another machlokas. When Rabbeinu Tam says shtei neshimas, does he mean it has to be two neshimos, or is it allowed to be two neshimas? But he would also agree that you can do neshima achas. That is not 100% clear in Rabbeinu Tam. Machlokas later rishonim what Rabbeinu Tam meant. So what do we do to be safe? We basically do both. The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Tzadi. The Shulchan Aruch says, "The Yireish Shemayim." After quoting the Machlokas, he says, "Yireish Shemayim Yotzei De Kulam Ubetakias De Meyushav Yaseh Neshima Achas Ubetakias De Meumad Yaseh B'Shtei Neshimos." That is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The Ramah quotes, "Haminag Apashut Lasos Akol Shtei Neshimos Vein Lashanos." The Minag Apashut is we go where Rabbeinu Tam men. Right, Balei Tosfos, the Ramah quotes straight Rabbeinu Tam, Shtei Neshimas, Ve'en Lashanos. But if you look in the Achronim here, look at the Mishnah Brura here, the Mishnah Brura, and in the Shara Tzion, he quotes the others, the Chaya Adam, that the Minag is like the Shulchan Aruch, that we try to cover our bases. Says afilo hachi afilo v'minageinu asav neshima achas yatsa chayadim hishmei bashkatzav haramah to be'emes achras ha'shulchan aruch tova ma'od, says the Shara Tzion. I like the Shulchan Aruch here. To bezeinu yotzid yidei kol hadeos. V'gam das beis Yosef, tafilo das Rabbeinu Tam. You can do it, but Hashima achas. V'em keim, im nasa, Hashima achas, Yosef tov, let's say today I did. Okay, but we try to cover to make sure to be Yotze. Okay, and there are different minhagim in different places. Once you follow their minhag. Weiter, last line. Talk about Rishon HaMajah B'Shiyah Kishtayim. The Mishnah said, if I blow one long tekiah, could I use it for the previous one and for the next one? No. Amar of Yochanan, Shama, Teisha Tekiyas B'Teisha Shomos Bayom Yatza. If I heard 9 tekiyos spread out throughout the entire day, I'm Yotze. Can I have a hafsik between them? Tani Nami Hachi, Shama, Teisha Tekiyas B'Teisha Shomos Bayom Yatza. The Brisa says it. Mites B'Dei Adab Ke'echad? Question of the Girsa here. Our girsa is lo yatsa. If you hear it from 9 different people, you're not yotze. Why? Why wouldn't you be yotze? So maybe that means 9 different people at the exact same time. Maybe you wouldn't be yotze. What do you mean? Didn't we have earlier trei kali mishtami when it's chaviv? That's true, but you need a tekiah for them, tekiah achareha. If you have them all at the same time, you don't have the tekiah before and after. That's why you wouldn't be yotze from 9 people at the same time. Not because of trei kali lo mishtami. Rashi and Tosas both have the other girsa also of yatsa. From 9 different people, you yotze. So then there's no problem. You can have, you don't have to have the same baal tekiah for all. Tekiah mizeh, otrua mizeh, yatsa. Va'afilu b'sirugin. Even b'sirugin, again, even if it's not all straight. V'afilu kolayam kulo, even the whole day. U'miyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that you could hear it spread out? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, b'halelu b'megillah, imshog ne'ligmaras kula chozeh l'rosh. If you delayed, if there was a break, enough time to finish the whole thing, you got to go back to the beginning. So you see, wouldn't we say the same thing in the mitzvah of shofar? So lo kasha adidei ad rabbe. Rabbi Yochanan allows hafsik, it's just in the name of his Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Yotzadok, he said, it doesn't work. V'didei lo, what he argues on his Rebbe? V'yav Rabbi Yavo, avishok of azab asred Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo was following Rabbi Yochanan. V'kakari kriyashma. And he was saying kriyashma, ki matalim avos betunafos, when he got to a dirty place, where you can't say kriyashma ishtik. He was quiet. Rabbi Yavo stopped. Basar the Khalif Amrlay Mao Ligmar. After they went through the place, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, am I allowed to just finish it up? Am I allowed to finish Kriyashma? And he's in the middle of Kriyashma. But he's allowed to talk with Sara Kriyashma. Amrlay, Imsha Hisa Kade Ligmar is Kula Chozel Rosh. Depends how long of a break. But you see, if there was a big break, you gotta go back. So too, earlier. Wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan say you can't have such a break? So Hachi Ka Amrlay, no, this is what Rabbi Yochanan told him in the story. Lidi Dilo Svirili. According to me, you have no problem. You can just continue, because you don't worry about a break. Lidi dach, the svira lacha, according to you though, I see that you're worried about this issue. So then, if she's a k'day ligmar, es kula chozeh l'rosh. Then, you would have to go back if you waited that amount of time. The Chashuk Echabed here has a story that hopefully doesn't come up so much. He says, Sheila Maisa, there was a story in one of the yeshivas HaGedolos VaChashuvos. It was the night of Purim. And right after the banging of, they almost finished the Megillah, they got through all of the sons of Haman, and right after that the Balkari was continuing, and one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva goes up to the Balkari and says, you messed up. What do you mean you messed up? You switched the order. You said Aridai and Arisai. Instead of Arisai and Aridai, he was trying to do it very quickly, obviously in one breath. He said you went out of order. So he says, what? Everybody's like, no, 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 no. Nobody else heard it. There's 1,000 people in the shul. No. So they ignored him. Somebody had taped it because he wanted to learn to be a Balkore. And they went back and Taka, the guy had changed it. The guy had changed it. The Balkore had gone out of order. So is everybody not Yotze now? Everybody not Yotze. Everybody has seen the Megillah again. So number one, everybody said it themselves. That's the Minug. So does that help? But number two, did they have Kavanah Latzeis with that? Maybe they had Kavanah Latzeis with the Balkori, because we read it afterwards. And what about Charles Kedei Ligmar is Kula? Could they just hear it from the end? A whole discussion here, 4 pages about this discussion about Charles Kedei Ligmar is Kula. Weiter. Tan Rabbana, Tkios Ema Akvazuazu, Tkios, this is talking about in general, on fast days. They're not ma'akev each other. Brachos e ma'akvazuazu. The extra brachos added in on fast days are not ma'akev each other. Tzkios u brachos shal rashon av yom kippurim ma'akvos. But the tzkios and the brachos of rashon yom kippur are ma'akev. My taima, why you need both? Amar Rabba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai, Baruch Shana Malchi Zechronos V'Shofros, as we had earlier, Malchi Yez Kadesh Dam Lichuni Aleichem, Zechronos Kadesh Yavo Lefanai, Zichroneichem Litova, Uvameh Bishofar, and with what? Through Shofar. And remember, the Diak we discussed twice already. We discussed back on Tezayin, where this Gemara comes, it came up, and it was 3 days ago. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does that mean it's a Din D'Oraisa? Beforehand, we had Rachmana Amar. So, again, the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ritva, the Ran, and all say, no, it doesn't mean D'Oraisa, Tekiyas HaSeder HaBrachas, it's D'Rabbanan, but it's an Asmachta. Others, Rashi, Parshas Amar says it's D'Oraisa, and these are his Rayas. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, to blow shofar along with the Brachos. Good. Period. We'll stop here by Misha Berach, and Hashem, Misha Birech. And Hashem, we will continue. Again, now those who listen to the Mitzvah Shir, you're going to join us today. We're doing 6:12. So please feel free to, anybody wants to listen to the Mitzvah Shir, but there's a Parsha Shir tomorrow night, all on the OU website. Feel free if anybody wants to, any sponsorships available also. It'll be available on the website. Feel free to join. Tonight's Wednesday. Okay, Parsha Shir is tonight. Bez Hashem.